So Gail and I are going to co-present. I'm Cindy Martin, to give you a little bio. I mean, it's not that long yet, but I was a community health worker in Lynn, Massachusetts, using my bicultural and bilingual skills to be a community health worker at a school-based health center. And then I became policy coordinator, then policy director at the Massachusetts Association of Community Health Workers. So Gail and I are today presenting about how community health workers and the state public health state government can collaborate to promote policies that support and sustain the community health worker workforce. Do you want to introduce your assistant?
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Are we going to co-present?
We're modeling collaboration right here, right now.
So say your name.
Okay. This could be a comedy act. It's Gail Hirsch, and I'm at the, as Nell said, she read you who I am and what I do. But basically, I work at the health department, and I also am very active, a member of the Massachusetts Association of Community Health Workers.
And we have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests, even though it'd be nice to someday, but just kidding. So our learning objectives today are, by the end of this, you should at least know about four policy arenas that are essential to integrate community health worker workforce into public health, and also three collaborative strategies to partner with government and a community health worker network or association. So before we do that, we want to get a sense of who's in the room. So I'm asking two questions. So how many of you, raise your hand, are affiliated with or part of a community health worker network or association?
Wow.
That's a good amount of you. And also, raise your hand if you are part of government, either at the local level, state level, or federal level, if you're part of government.
Hmm.
Okay, so a few of you. So it looks like there's a few more of you from the CHW networks and associations, and there's some of you from the government. Okay. And in the presentation, we're going to go through the background and give you a sense of how we collaborated and then some lessons learned. So to give you just a little background about MACHWA, Mass Association of Community Health Workers, our mission is to strengthen the professional identity of community health workers, foster leadership of among community health workers, and promote the integration of community health workers into healthcare, public health, and human services.
And the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, as some of you may have seen over the past few days, led by Commissioner John Auerbach, is very committed to community health workers and the role that they play in improving public health and health outcomes. And I've been very lucky at the Department of Public Health to be able to do this work for over 15 years now. So just these are a few sort of key steps along the way, and I think it's always just important, I hate to take a lot of time with this, but to sort of explain how the collaboration developed and how the foundation for it, because if you're working on this in your states, some of these are sort of key elements that you're going to be able to kind of tease out and see how you might apply it in your own place. At the Department of Public Health, I applied for federal funding, and through the Maternal and Child Health Bureau, they used to have community organizing grants, and they actually gave us a community organizing grant that supported the development of a community health worker network in Massachusetts, and that became MACHWA. So we were very lucky to get that support initially. That was in 2000, and that money also supported policy development and us to do a survey back in 2005. And then at our annual prevention conference, the Department of Public Health created a venue for community health workers to come together and form an association. And that's what happened in 2000. And then as that grant ended from the federal government, MACHWA and DPH, and I'm using acronyms, but it's the association and the state health department, worked together with our local public health affiliate, the Mass Public Health Association, in order to sort of work with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Massachusetts to get independent funding for the association. So MACHWA in 2005 was, as far as I know, the first statewide association to hire a full-time executive director, and that was Lisa Renee Holderby, who many of you have met at this point. She's the chair of this section. And we put out a report, which was sort of a snapshot of the workforce. It wasn't an extensive investigation, but we did survey community health workers and community health workers supervisors. And you've got our website materials, I mean our website links, so you can access all this information afterwards. And then that report kind of laid out a blueprint for how key partners should collaborate together or could collaborate together. And that led to MACHWA and the state DPH working together to submit legislation, and MPHA, Public Health Association, working together to submit legislation that would mandate the Department of Public Health to conduct an investigation of the workforce and make recommendations for a sustainable program in Massachusetts. And that little paragraph that MACHWA then developed and worked to get submitted to the legislature somehow got incorporated into our 2006 health reform law. So we were very, very, very lucky that Massachusetts was, I mean, community health workers in Massachusetts were then seen as key to implementing health reform successfully in Massachusetts. And then MACHWA was able to, with some national funding that came in through RWJF through a local workforce development project, SkillWorks, MACHWA was able to hire a full-time policy director, who is Cindy, in 2007. So just briefly, what we did with that mandate from our health reform law, we convened an advisory council of over 40 players from diverse sectors, and MACHWA really played a leadership role. The state health department, I shouldn't speak for the whole state, but the health department doesn't really do anything in the area of community health workers without MACHWA's full participation and leadership. And so we had a two-year extensive investigation. There are copies of the executive summary on the back table, and we made recommendations in four key areas. Professional identity for community health workers, building professional identity amongst all stakeholders, the community, community health workers themselves, other providers, policymakers, funders, you name it. Workforce development, including training and certification, and expanding public and private financing mechanisms, and then an ongoing state infrastructure for community health workers. And these are just some examples of how MACHWA and the Department of Public Health are collaborating on implementing some of the recommendations. Our report was released to the legislature in January of this year. And so we have 34 recommendations. We've got plenty of work to do. So we did establish a state office of community health workers, and we're going to get into more detail on this in a minute or so about certification legislation that we worked collaboratively together to submit and get ultimately passed in September. And just at the same time in September that MACHWA was celebrating its 10th anniversary. And these next two slides, I'm not going to go into any detail here because there really isn't time. It's important for you to know that at the same time that all this stuff was happening in Massachusetts, there was a lot of stuff happening nationally. And not only that it was happening nationally, but that Massachusetts was part of what you're all experiencing here now. We had active participation with APHA and other national conversations, and they fuel each other. And I'm saying that because I know it's so important for community health workers to make it to meetings outside of their state and have these conversations and really learn from each other, just like we're doing now. So these are some of the things, and you can certainly follow up with many of them, but if you look at them, they are sort of the markers of an emerging profession. So what we're looking at is that very important institutions and agencies recognize the importance of community health workers. They're listed out here. There was the formation of the American Association of Community Health Workers, which developed a code of ethics for the profession. There was the 2007 HRSA national study about the workforce, and then some of these other things that you've heard about in other talks here, sort of leading up to the inclusion of community health workers and health reform in March. And part of this national conversation resulted in the identification of policy areas, four policy areas, and these are not exclusive, I mean, there may be more, is what I'm trying to say. But these were developed, and you've got the citation for the article at the bottom here, but some of my co-authors are sitting in the audience here. In the national conversation, we were able to identify four policy areas that states need to sort of collaborate on working to promote the workforce and integrate and sustain the workforce. And this is in a Health Affairs article from July. And the reason I put them up is they're just important for you to know, but also they overlap a lot with what we developed in Massachusetts. And that's sort of what, you know, as you work on this, as you go and, you know, work in your states, it's so helpful to have a framework because it's taken us years to develop some, at least the beginnings of a framework. And you can see what they are, and I'm not going to necessarily go into detail about them now because I just got the two-minute warning. So I'm going to let Cindy take over now.
Great. So in this chart, it's too small to read right now, but the reason we put it together was to show you what it our train of thought. So this is representing Massachusetts's, our framework in Massachusetts. So on the left-hand side, there's a policy arena column. So we have community health worker professional identity, then financing, workforce development training, occupational regulation certification, and ongoing infrastructure. So those are the five policy arenas that we concentrate on right now. And then the other two columns is what the role of the state health department is and what the role of MAHCHWA is, and or Mass Association of Community Health Workers. And this isn't an exhaustive list. It's just to give you a sense of what we did, a few examples of what we did to contribute to those policy arenas. So for the first one, we're going to talk about, give you an example of each. So for the community health worker professional identity, DPH.
Okay, so and sort of hopefully what we'll sort of tease out as we go along here is how these things sort of are sister actions, okay, from the point of view of the association and the point of the view of the of state government. And also because I sit on the board of MAHCHWA, there's so much overlap, and I just sort of as we were working through this morning, we just sort of wanted to emphasize the overall spirit of the thing, which is we don't do much alone. We pretty much do everything together, and we consult each other on everything, and we're probably on the phone like a couple of hours a day at least, or something, or meeting, or whatever. So that's just important sort of nuts and boltsy information to take along. So, for example, when we're talking about emphasizing professional identity, our state health department buys a lot of its services, procures services through community-based vendors, through contracts with community-based vendors, and what we're working on is making sure that all of our contracts use the terminology community health worker. Now, this is not easy, we're not done, but this is the goal and the intent, to establish the community health worker identity.
Yes, and the association works on meeting with tons of different stakeholders and to talk about who community health workers are, their role. And to give one example, we met with Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation and asked them to incorporate the community health worker term in the grants that they put out, and they agreed to. So that's just one way to get the term out there. You know, a major foundation in Boston or in the state now includes that community health worker language, and that was just one meeting.
Okay, so moving on to the financing arena, one example of what the state health department does when our annual budget sort of comes up for review, we make a point, and I think you probably can see that if you heard John Auerbach's talk, of advocating for state dollars for community health worker services. And we use that language because we say that we can't do public health without community health workers is basically what we say. And also, some of the sort of sort of more specific little things are, one of our training programs was just defunded. We were using some creative financing mechanisms. We have a determination of need program. I don't know if you have that in your states, but basically when hospitals create new buildings and other structures, they have to use 5% of their money for community, to support community activities. And so we were able to sort of facilitate channeling some of that funding into CHW training.
And an example of how the association works on financing for community health workers is we have a State House Day in March, but we also do targeted meetings with legislators. So we advocate for community health worker funding in the state budget. So we go with either large groups of community health workers or targeted, depending on which legislators might be holding up some decisions.
Okay, so now we're moving on to workforce development and training. And here's a real specific example. All the states now under the Affordable Care Act have healthcare workforce planning grants. So we, the state health department, the money went to our Department of Labor to convene that group or to hire subcontract out to convene that group. But we at the State Health Department are inserting ourselves. We're part of the advisory group, but we in our Office of Community Health Workers are making sure that conversation always includes community health workers when they're looking at healthcare workforce. So they do nurses, they do doctors, they do dentists, they do dental hygiene, you know, they do the community health workers in every list. So we're the little squeaky wheel always in the room, always saying, don't forget.
And an example of how the association works on workforce development is we have these regional meetings, and during the regional meetings or trainings, we talk about how community health workers can promote their own professional identity, their own workforce development at the local level. So talking to their own employer and saying, look, other community health workers are able to go to trainings or, other organizations are doing career ladders, like can we consider that? So in just providing that, engaging community health workers in that conversation and how they can make a difference in the workforce development.
Okay, so with regards to occupational regulation and certification, I mean, this is sort of the most recent and sort of really complicated example of how we really have basically hand-in-hand collaborated to make our certification bill a law and make it have a life at this point. One of the recommendations of our report was to establish a board of certification. So when the Department of Public Health was trying to figure out how to do that, we at the Department of Public Health sat down with MACHWA and we basically put it all on the table. How should we do this? And together crafted legislation that then MACHWA was able to work with legislative allies to get submitted.
Mm-hmm. And you guys came with us too.
We all went together to everything.
Yeah, pretty important meetings, and it wasn't just you. It was, I forget what Stan's title.
Our legislative liaison.
The legislative liaison of the State Department came, the Department of Public Health came with us to these really important meetings and helped us strategize of like, how do we talk about this? What is our messaging? So they were instrumental in our strategy as well. Can you hear me? Yes, okay. The other part, you also provided testimony, but again, when we were advocating for the state budget, we were also advocating for this law. So when we had our big State House Day, we advocated for the law, the bill, and also for targeted legislators.
So now we find ourselves in a position of having a law that's been passed, and we have the burden of responsibility for community health workers to ensure that it gets implemented in a way that serves the profession. And that's, we take that really awesomely, and we are working together to ensure that community health workers are part of every step of the way as we move forward. So at this point, over coffee this morning, we kind of figured out that the spiritual home of this bill is with MACHWA, but that the technical responsibility for it sits with the Department of Public Health. So we have to make it happen. It's mandated by law. So that's why we want to ensure that we're working together. And also, I would just interject here, what we're really sort of headed towards, Cindy and I, and is that this is more than Cindy and Gail, or Lisa Renee and Gail, or whoever and Gail, or no, whoever and whoever. That it's institutionalized policies that were so that when I'm gone, when Cindy's gone, and that this will exist in content and in that there's actually mechanisms to promote, you know, to formalized collaboration. Mm-hmm.
And in the back, if you do want to know more about the new law, there's a timeline of our advocacy, although it's a bit more Matua-centric, just because it's for our members to have a sense of what our members did and what we did as an organization. And the yellow sheet is the email alert saying, like, yay, the bill was signed, and this is what it means, and it just gives you a sense of what we've been up to in Matua with the association. There's one more comment related to the board. Oh, so just so you know, the board would start meeting in January 2012. So we have a year to work together and with many other stakeholders to form the blueprint of what the regulations would look like around certification and Matua. You know, we're partnering to think about how are we going to accomplish this in the next year through regional meetings and blogs and, you know, all sorts of mechanisms to get input and make a final decision on what we would recommend for the board to do.
And just so people know, the sort of the overview of this legislation is that all it does is establish a board of certification. It really doesn't have anything, it doesn't prescribe anything beyond that at this point, except that it's comprised of a majority of community health workers and with four representatives on it from recommendations that Matua makes. So, okay, wow, we are moving along here. So there are, these are some of the strategies. There are, I'm sure, many more for the collaboration that we're talking about. Our state health department gives a lot of technical assistance and support to the association, but we also don't do anything, bullet number two, without asking Matua for input and partnership. Together we seek funding opportunities, so we have collaborated on a number of grants and will continue to do that. We find that when we go together, people listen to us. So, and whoever else we can pull into, but we're really speaking from our perspective at this point. We also seek joint educational opportunities, such as this one, to kind of get a point across the point that it's so important to work together. And again, we're focusing on the implementation of the recommendations in our report together now, especially planning for this certification board in January of 2012. And this is pretty self-explanatory, but it just is, I just had to put it up there because it's just so important that you get all hands on deck for this one. This just doesn't happen without it. Okay.
So we're gonna take 3 minutes before we go to the question and answer session. These are questions to consider. We don't have enough time to have a full discussion about them now, but questions to consider about how to collaborate. Is there an association in your state? Are the Public Health Department and the Community Health Worker Association collaborating? What other players are there to support the work? And who's missing at the table? And actually, I wanted to take 1 second. Can you raise your hand if you're from Massachusetts, because you were likely at the table in all these conversations. So raise your hand if you're from Massachusetts so other people can see that you were part of this. Where's Lucy? She was here too. Okay. Yeah. So just you can probably also talk to them to hear about what we've been doing in Massachusetts. So take a moment, and the question I pose to you guys, and we want to hear from you, maybe one or two of you, what is the next step that you can identify in your state, or maybe what can you do to take a next step towards that collaboration between the association network and the public health department in your state? So take a moment to think about it, and then raise your hand when you're ready. Yes.
And they're doing a big talk, and we have an opportunity meeting to try and collaborate with them to then bring stakeholders and like a community health worker task force, like all of the partners that we've talked to before that you know, Laura is really also leading immense efforts in just our city and maybe close to kind of we have as well.
Yeah, we've been working
Thank you for sharing. Are you doing, you're a city level, Chicago? We have a question of what state are you?
Yeah, we're in Illinois. We represent over 538 Illinois members.
Okay.
Of those are community healthcare workers, both good assistants and allies, which are other health professionals, nurses and social workers that are very much interested or are working with PHWs, or that are already working with PHWs.
Thank you for sharing. Is there anyone else that wants to share a story? Yes. Thank you for sharing. So, because of time, we have to move on. You have some lessons learned.
And these are all fairly self-evident, but obviously we have an enormous policy window here with health reform. We have found certainly that without CHW leadership, it's really hard to do much of anything. And so, and this is always an ongoing struggle, but resources, efforts, time taken, patience, whatever you feel you can and need to do to ensure that CHW leadership is always front and center on your agenda is important. And also the other champions. Everybody, you know, we need champions from every sector. We have been able, as I said, with our partnership to engage key stakeholders. And that they're diverse, and we were able, especially through this advisory council process, because it was mandated by legislation, to bring people to the table that we hadn't brought before, like the health plans, you know, that kind of thing.
And the hospitals,
and really sign off on some of this on some of these recommendations. That was important. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And always and I'm sure you're all aware of this, but like this, what I'm always finding is that people will. It's so much easier to get money for specific services, specific projects than all this capacity building and infrastructure stuff. And you know, like everything in public health, we just need to keep sort of emphasizing that, you know, long-term infrastructure, look into the future, all this kind of stuff. But it's really critical in this field because this is such cutting-edge work. We are trying to fit round holes into square pegs or however the expression goes. So it needs courage, it needs vision, it needs leadership.
That was such a good closing statement, but I had an idea to add.
Go ahead. I didn't mention it as a closing statement.
And because a lot of you, it seemed to be between with the Community Health Worker Network and Association, I wanted to add the piece that I know some people feel like it, at least in casual conversation, that this kind of relationship isn't natural, that you know it's hard to do and that the department would never do this kind of work in your area. And I just wanted to say it only takes a few people, so you can start kind of organizing within the department and get, you know, one or two people to support it, and then they can grow it within their own department. So it just starts with a few individuals, and then as you create policies, it has a long-lasting change because you need both people inside and outside to create that kind of change.
We're done.